This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. As the National Democratic Alliance gears up to form the government, political activity has gained momentum in the national capital, with leaders of the BJP and JDU holding separate meetings. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will begin in New Delhi shortly. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJPR, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of the NDA will attend the meeting. BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to hold discussions with NDA partners over the cabinet formation. Yesterday, Mr. Nadda held a long meeting with senior BJP leaders and union ministers in New Delhi. In Odisha, the race for the first BJP chief minister is heating up, with at least half a dozen names doing the rounds. The state leaders of the party, including all 20 newly elected MPs, are camping in Delhi and likely to meet the central leaders today on the issue. The central BJP leadership will take opinions of the MPs and other leaders before taking a final call on the name of the new chief minister of Odisha in the parliamentary board meeting. The BJP refuted the claims made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over the stock market scam, saying he is trying to deceive market investors. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal yesterday claimed that people have gained even during the election results day. He further added that foreigners have incurred losses while Indian investors have benefited. Earlier, Rahul Gandhi had demanded a joint parliamentary commission, JPC, investigation into the stock market crash of the 4th of June. Aam Aadmi Party has said that it will contest the Delhi Assembly elections alone. A meeting of all the party MLAs was held at the Chief Minister's residence in the national capital yesterday. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Delhi Minister Gopal Rai said the INDIA bloc was established specifically for the Lok Sabha election. He said Aam Aadmi Party fought the Lok Sabha elections together with the Congress, but in Delhi Assembly elections, there will be no alliance. The Calcutta High Court has ordered that the central and state government have to jointly work to stop post-poll violence in West Bengal. A division bench of Justices Kaushik Chanda and Apurba Sinha Ray was hearing a public interest litigation on the issue yesterday. The National Testing Agency has said that the increase in cut-off of NEET UG reflects the competitive nature of the examination and the higher performance standards achieved by the candidates this year. NTA said this in a clarification released in light of the recent queries raised by the candidates regarding the NEET UG results. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that his government focused on qualitative changes in the education sector over the past decade. His statement comes after the country registered the highest growth in university representation among G20 nations in QS World University Rankings. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its second bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal year today. RBI's Monetary Policies Committee's 3 days meeting began on the 5th of June. In the last meeting in April, the RBI had kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. The RBI kept the standing deposit facility SDF rate at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has extended an invitation to Prime Minister Modi to visit Ukraine at a convenient time. The invitation came during a phone conversation between the two leaders, where Zelensky congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his recent election victory and wished for the swift formation of the government. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, United States defeated former champions Pakistan by 5 runs in a super over after the encounter ended in a tie at the Grand Pierre Stadium in Dallas, US yesterday. In another group match, Scotland defeated Namibia by 5 wickets at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados. Today, Canada will take on Ireland at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Anders Antonsen of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinal at the Indonesia Open Badminton in Jakarta, Indonesia this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.